Hello.
Hi there.
How are you going?
I've got a 2016 Subaru Forester that you guys service.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in the process of selling it, and I got a roadworthy done on it today. And I picked up two items that need to be addressed.
Okay.
One is the rocker cover is leaking on both sides.
Okay.
And the other is the front brake pad. The rotors have rings.
The rotors have what?
Rings.
Rings.
Yes. So they showed me a photo, and the rotors basically have ring discs around them.
Okay, so wearing in a strange pattern is what you're suggesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, yeah.
So I was wondering how much it would cost for you guys to replace the rotors.
Look, roughly off the top of my head, I don't have the quotes in front of me, but normally somewhere in the vicinity of just under $200 a rotor.
Yeah.
And then an hour's labor. So normally we would do brake pads on that, because otherwise the brake pads will wear the new rotors with the same lines in them.
Yeah.
They're probably
somewhere
around about the $700 to $800 marker, my guess would be, to do the front brake.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. And the rocker cover?
I would need to quote it properly. I need to find out the availability on the gasket.
Yeah.
It's a 2016, did you say?
Yeah. I was actually meant to have the major service done. I can give you the...
Yeah. At this point in time, we wouldn't be able to do it for a month anyway.
Yeah, fair enough.
Our availability is out till essentially the 1st of December.
Yeah. Out of interest, because I was planning on selling a car without getting the service done, are you able to send me the items to be serviced in the next service?
The items to be serviced in the next service. If you look at your service book, it'll tell you what you need next. So
yeah,
you'll see the stamp that was currently done and what kilometres, and the next service should tell you.
Cool. If I give you the number plate, can you tell me if there's anything else that you guys have noticed?
Sure. What's your number plate, mate?
CDL512.
What was that, sorry?
CDL.
D for Derry.
512.
For Larry.
Yeah.
512.
No. C for Charlotte. D for Daniel. L for Larry. 512.
Yep. No problem. Let's have a look. Okay. So from what I can see, line of service. Okay. Bottom corners on the engine timing cover are weepy, so the guys have picked up on that also, which is probably what they're reporting as rocker covers. So that's a difficult one to quote. They'd probably have to be washed down and reassessed. That's probably something the roadworthy guy could do.
Yep.
Service books are serviced between the H and the I major. The guys only did a minor at this one, so you're basically due for a H and an I major, which is essentially everything. It's a big service. So, box oil, diff oil, gear, engine oil and filter, upper cylinder clean, air filter. So there's a few things that get done on those next two services.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's nothing, but it's all standard as part of those processes.
Absolutely.
Part of those two services.
Correct. Yeah, other than the note here for the oil leak from the motor, everything else is pretty standard.
Okay, cool. That's what I thought. I just wanted to double check.
Easy, man.
Cool. No worries, I appreciate it.
You're welcome, mate. Take care.
Thank you.